Sir, may I have a minute of your time? In your office, maybe? Thank you. First, I just wanted to say that I have been very happy since being recruited by Hydra. I love being a scientist and working at the cutting edge of world-dominating alien technology. It's such a privilege to be working here. Secondly, I really apologize for the setbacks my partner and I have been having on our research. I know we're a little bit behind schedule. There may have been a few minor explosions. Thirdly, I know that Hydra doesn't take kindly to issues like that, and I saw that there was a job opening posted for a team on the Intra-Hydra website. I'm thinking that may have been posted a little earlier than planned, but I guess it wasn't totally unexpected. It's pretty much standard Hydra protocol to terminate one employee on a failing team as both punishment for them and incentive for the remaining members. The thing is, that job description on the website could have been for either my partner's job or mine. It was almost intentionally vague, as if the decision on which of us to terminate hasn't been made yet. But today is Friday, and that's when these things tend to happen, so. Well, I guess I thought maybe, if you still hadn't made up your mind, perhaps I could plead my case a little. Don't get me wrong, I'm fond of my partner. We've worked well on this project, and he's a pretty nice guy in real life, too. Maybe too nice for Hydra, though. The setbacks on this project were all his fault anyway. We'll find a PowerPoint in your email where I've tallied up all the evidence with bullet points and some nice animations. I know how much Hydra loves its PowerPoints. If that doesn't convince you, bear in mind that I'm the one in your office right now, not my partner. He didn't find the job posting or make the PowerPoint. He didn't show the initiative to come up here and argue why he should be spared. That's the kind of forward thinking Hydra is trying to encourage, isn't it? No, please, hear me out for one more minute here. There's something else about my partner you need to consider, too. He's not a girl. He's not a significantly cuter than average girl. One barely old enough to have all the PhDs she has, and who looks even younger. He's just some middle-aged guy, and he only has one PhD, and he's out of shape. He's probably just going to be a drain on the Hydra health plan soon. It's not like he'd spend an hour in the company gym every day, or another hour in yoga class getting all flexible. And he's a very proud man. Even if he knew his life was on the line, he wouldn't come up here and beg for it. But I would. I'm here right now, aren't I? And I'm begging. I'll even get down on my knees. Like this. And that's another problem with my partner. He's only into girls, like you are. He'd never be willing to unzip your pants like I'm doing. And reach in and pull out that cock. Although you're probably glad of that fact, aren't you? Just like you're happy that I'm into men. Although I'm somewhat flexible in that, too. I'm flexible in so many things, actually. I have so many areas of expertise professionally. And yoga has kept me physically limber. I first started yoga in college. That's also where I picked up my sexual flexibility, going to an all-female university. But that didn't keep me from being extremely open to what I like to do in bed with men. Because I'll do anything. Let me give you a taste of what I mean, or at least give me a taste of you. I would happily finish what I started, but a smart, powerful man didn't get to your level in Hydra by settling for anything than the best from the people who worked so hard under you. And right now might be the last chance to convince you to keep me on the payroll instead of my partner. So I need to work extra hard at pleading and at pleasing. And I can do both the best on my hands and knees. Now, while I am trying to curry your favor, I do have to admit to being a little bit naughty lately. This dress is well within the Hydra employee dress code, but as you can see as I pull it up, the garter belt and stockings are a little bit unauthorized, as is the lack of panties. This isn't really a major offense, and it's completely within your discretion as to how I should be punished. Spankings might teach me a real lesson, and you've always seemed like a real hands-on leader. But your time is valuable, and maybe for today, you just want to skip the punishment and go to something that will be rewarding for both of us. Because sex between Hydra employees isn't discouraged. At least between a boss and one of their workers. It's considered one of your job perks, isn't it? Well, I can be considered a job perk now. At least as long as I have a job and my life, you can keep having me. And you can start right now. That's it. Just grab onto my waist and pull me back onto you. You're as good a fit in me as I am for my job. And I think I enjoy getting fucked by you at least as much as I do my research here. And I don't want to lose a chance to do either. I want to keep reverse engineering alien technology and bouncing my bottom back against you, feeling you plunge into my wet pussy every time I push back. Every time you yank me onto you again. With me squeezing you as hard as I can and grinding myself against you. I bring the same passion to sex that I bring to my research. You can fuck me as hard as you want. You have to keep your employees in line after all. And what good is having a sexy scientist like me working for you if you can't use my body exactly as you want? Literally anything you want. Any position. Any hole. You're having my pussy. You can have my ass if you want. Whenever you want. You can come wherever you want. On my ass, my face, over my dress. I'll swallow it if you want. Or you can just leave it inside me. You can give me a hot load of Hydra cum in my tight, submissive pussy. That's what you want to do, isn't it? Just explode inside me. Fill me with your cum and make me work the rest of the day without warming my belly. Well, I want that too. I want it so bad. So, please, please give it to me. Give it to me good. Oh God. Oh God. You're coming inside me. Making me come so hard. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. So worried when this day started, but it turned out to be my best day at Hydra. Can you help me to my feet, sir? My legs are so weak now. You made me come so hard. Does my dress look straight to you? I should go back down to the lab. And perhaps I should send my partner back up for a performance review. Because I assume I've helped sway your decision on our little staffing problem. Oh, I'll tell him to come right up, sir. And I'll even start gathering up his personal effects for his next of kin. It is Friday. I like to unwind after work with a few drinks. Perhaps you'd care to join me? And we can talk about some ideas I have for the project. Thank you, sir. I look forward to it. Very, very much. Now, I'll just let myself out. Okay, sorry. I haven't contacted you in a while. They got suspicious after I sabotaged their research, but they still think it was an accident. My cover still hasn't been blown yet. I've even succeeded in seeing that one of their top scientists is eliminated. No, I'm not ready to be extracted yet. I'm suddenly in a much better position to find out key information in Hydra's plans. Plus, there's still the research on the alien artifacts here I can spy on. Hell, I'm pretty much in charge of it now. Yeah, I'd call it a very successful mission so far. And it's turning out to be much more personally rewarding than I expected. Oops. Sorry, I gotta go. I'm almost back at my lab. I'll check in next week. Sorry, doctor. I decided to go to the gym over lunch. That's why my hair is like this. Oh, but I did run into the boss. He said to stop by if you have a moment. Yeah, Noah's probably good. No, he seemed in a great mood when I left him. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm having way too much fun with this job.